Let's talk more about Ukraine, the deepening rift between it and the US, the increasing closeness between Trump and Putin, and where it leaves Europe. Dr. Jenny Mathers is with us again. She's senior lecturer in international politics at Aberystwyth University. Dr. Mathers, good morning.
Good morning.
Long week for Ukraine after almost three long years of war. Where does it find itself now, in your view?
Well, Ukraine is in a very difficult position if Donald Trump continues along the path that he has started over the past week or so, because it's a radical change from the support that the Biden administration provided to Ukraine. Trump has taken on and is reproducing a lot of the claims, the false claims that the Kremlin has made over the past three and a bit years about Ukraine, about the nature of the war, and so on, and has not so far given any indication that he's going to put pressure on Putin to make any kind of concessions. In fact, it's been the opposite. The emphasis has been on the concessions that Ukraine will need to make, both to Russia and possibly also to the United States, to somehow pay it back for the US military support that it's already received.
Does it look like anyone is going to stand up to Trump on this?
Yes, I think he is meeting with resistance both internationally and also at home. So internationally, European leaders have come out in support of Ukraine and of Zelensky. And certainly Keir Starmer and Macron are both going to Washington next week to have talks with Trump. And I would imagine will try and do everything they can to discourage him from taking such a strong pro-Russian line. Also within Congress, there have been some Congress people, including Republican members of Congress, who have pushed back against Trump's remarks and have stood up in defense of Ukraine. So he is getting some pushback.
But it could be argued that Europe is struggling for relevance this week. What cards does it hold, if any?
Well, I think it holds a lot of cards because, you know, Europe has been among the strongest of supporters for Ukraine. It's taken in a huge number of Ukrainian refugees, provided enormous amounts of equipment and training and financial support, as well as moral and diplomatic support, and has stood really strongly against Russian aggression. And those are not things to dismiss lightly. And there's no sign that that's going to be diminished. So I think it's a very strong position for the Europeans to be in. They need to strengthen it further, but they're starting from a strong base.
Jumping ahead, France and the UK are already talking about putting together a reassurance force to enforce whatever potential ceasefire or peace is reached in Ukraine. But that plan, they say, would rely on Western air power backed by the US. Is the US likely to provide that power?
Well, this is the question. At the moment, the way that Trump is talking, he would not authorize such a support. But as I said, he is getting pushback. He may very well shift his position, because we have seen in the past that when he is confronted and opposed openly, he will often back down, often pointing to somebody else to blame and saying it was nothing to do with him. So we may still see some shifts on his positions, especially if more pressure comes to bear on him. But as things currently stand, no, it doesn't look as though Washington would today authorize such backup.
It's hard to keep up with how much things have changed, how much diplomacy has changed since Donald Trump took over as US president. Where does it leave Russia now?
Well, it leaves Russia laughing. I mean, Putin has had a really good week this week. And in fact, he's come out saying, you know, at last, Trump is getting real information. At last, he's getting the truth, and criticizing Zelensky for daring to try and correct Trump. So Putin at the moment is in a very good position, because it looks as though he's getting a lot of support from the U.S. Whether that continues or not, we wait to see. And of course, he and his officials in Saudi Arabia apparently made absolutely no concessions and indicated that they would not accept, for example, European troops on Ukrainian soil to police a peace deal. So at the moment, he's very bombastic, but we'll see how things develop.
Jenny Mathers, Dr. Jenny Mathers, senior lecturer in international politics at Aberystwyth University. Thank you for speaking with us again.